there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Shots of Science Versus. And today, we're diving into the science of MDMA. You see, there's all this new research suggesting that this party drug could be a promising treatment for things like PTSD. But MDMA has a dark side, or at least that's what some people say. So let's find out, how dangerous is MDMA? First, let's talk about the days after. Because some people say that they feel low and depressed. In fact, this phenomenon is so commonly known that it's got nicknames like the Tuesday Blues and even Suicide Tuesday, which could be pretty concerning, particularly if we're about to give this drug to people who are struggling with their mental health. So, is it true? The MDMA come down? Well, there are studies that find, yes, some MDMA users can feel a bit down or depressed in the days after taking the drug. And a lot of the scientific literature on this seems to blame serotonin. So we asked Harriet DeWitt from the University of Chicago about it.
So what about this idea that you take it, you get this serotonin burst, and 2 days later your brain doesn't have enough serotonin, so you feel sad?
Yeah, right. Well, that's a nice story to tell, but it's been questioned a certain amount.
And there are a few good reasons to think that this idea that MDMA maxes out your serotonin, giving you a come down, isn't quite true. So, for one, as part of Harriet's research, she asked about 40 people about their moods 2 days after taking her MDMA. And?
And we don't see this crash. They were totally normal.
Yeah. You go to Harriet's lab, take some MDMA, no come down. Plus, a small trial looking for the come down effect on people who were taking MDMA to help with alcohol use disorder also didn't find any evidence of it. In fact, they wrote, quote, "We found that rather than a come down, participants maintained a positive mood during the week after each MDMA session," end quote. The recent clinical trials on MDMA and PTSD also didn't find that MDMA increased your risk of having suicidal thoughts. So, what do we make of all this? Well, Harriet has a couple of ideas about why recreational users might feel this, but the people in research studies mostly don't. You see, unlike partygoers, the people in her study,
they're well rested. They're told to eat before they come in. They're hydrated, so we make sure that they drink water while they're here. We control the temperature in the room. We might not be producing the experience that they're getting in their party situation.
Yeah, you're not drinking alcohol either. This could also be a dose thing, like Harriet gives people enough MDMA to get high, but maybe she doesn't give them enough to have a big crash later. And finally, it's possible that the MDMA come down just isn't as common as we think. Because in one of the PTSD clinical trials, out of 46 people who got MDMA, one person did bow out of the trials, partly because of what sounds a bit like they got the Tuesday blues. So, that is what we know about the come down a couple of days later. But what about the long-term consequences of using MDMA? Like, say, if you take it every weekend for months or even years, will it fry your brain?
This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Well, just a couple. You see, this idea that MDMA could break your brain has been around for decades, but it really caught fire in the early 2000s when a study in monkeys suggested that MDMA could kill brain cells. But in one heck of a whoopsie, the researchers later realized that they accidentally gave the monkeys meth instead of MDMA. Don't you hate it when you do that? The researchers retracted their paper, but the idea that MDMA can fry your brain stuck around.
So, away from monkeys and meth, what do we know here? How bad is MDMA for us?
Well, to find out, several years ago, a big review paper analysed studies involving more than 1,000 people who had taken a lot of MDMA. And I mean a lot, averaging almost 350 pills. And after all that partying, how were they doing? Well, for the most part, these people were actually fine, but there were a few things to worry about. So heavier users tended to find it trickier to move from one task to another, and their memory could also be worse. In fact, there is one case study of a guy who took an estimated 40,000 ecstasy pills over about a decade, and years after he stopped the drug, his concentration and memory still sucked. Here's Harriet.
People can use a lot. If they keep using it, yes, it's almost certainly damaging to their brains.
So, for example, in one study, researchers found that it was more common for heavy users of MDMA to say things like, "I forgot what I wanted to say in the middle of a sentence." But still.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
The researchers said that the effects were small, mostly. We're still working out why MDMA in high doses might affect our cognition. Some studies in animals suggest that the drug could damage or turn down the activity in neurons. So that could be part of what's going on. Now, so far, we've been focusing on the real party animals. But for some of us, we're just dabbling, you know, taking MDMA during a therapy session or three, or perhaps just popping some while the kids are asleep. So what about these people?
If they use it occasionally, chances are we don't have very good evidence. We don't have very strong evidence. And certainly I wouldn't be giving it in the laboratory if I had any inclination, if I had any belief that it was producing any kind of brain effects, lasting brain effects.
So here's where we're at. Taking a lot of MDMA can probably hurt your brain and particularly your memory. But we don't have good evidence that taking a little bit once in a while can cause brain damage. Except, well, there is one very big caveat. There are times when it can kill. To find out more, head over to our full episode on MDMA, because what you're listening to now, it's just shots of Science Versus. It's just a little bit of this MDMA episode. So if you want to find out everything that you need to know about MDMA, just search for Science Versus on whatever podcast app you're using. Search for Science Versus, that's Science VS, and click on our episode, MDMA, Can Ecstasy Cure Your Agony? I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Fact you next time.